Today, I'm with Susan Sykes, who's from Northern California. She told me to say Northern, I wanted to say North. And she's a healing arts professional. And she's coming onto Radio Gorgeous today, firstly, because she's a very old friend of mine and she's over from California. But secondly, because she is, being a health professional, she is a facilitator of these amazing work programs and workshops which specialize in a certain sort of body movement which can change your life. And a lot of people come to her workshops who, well, they're healthcare professionals, but the people that actually come who to be healed, they come to be healed, they come because they can't walk, they come because they're in wheelchairs, you know, so this is quite, it's an amazing process. And we're going to hear, hi Sue, how are you?
Hi Josephine.
Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Thanks very much.
So what's the name of the practice and who is the person that invented it? And tell me the name of the actual practice.
So this is the work of Dr. Feldenkrais. He's German and is no longer with us. But his work lives on, and he created this method of movement
called
Feldenkrais.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, specifically helpful for people who are in pain or who suffer from stress-related injuries, trauma, paralysis, sort of a mind-body connection weakness. And it helps people rehabilitate from injury and become well again.
So he was a German-Jewish man. And was he in Germany then when he was practicing at first?
He was a doctor, yes.
And then did he after war go to live in Israel? Or?
You know, I'm not too familiar with his life history, but he did spend a lot of time in Japan.
Wow.
And he was also a black belt in judo and studied judo. And
so he knows a lot about physicality.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. And
these workshops, though, were organized by his daughter, aren't they?
No. So the person who runs the workshops and the foundation course, the founder, there's two founders, actually. Mia Segal was Dr. Feldenkrais's personal assistant.
Okay.
And learnt everything she knows from him personally. And she sort of carries the torch for him, so to speak. She is now 87.
Fabulous.
And still working and teaching and
so would she
people.
Be teaching at these workshops that you organise?
Yes, exactly. Mm. She teaches the more advanced workshops.
Wow.
And then as a school, as an academy, we do an almost 2-year long foundation course for people who want to get certified in this movement, in this modality, healing modality. Mia's daughter, Leora Gaster, is presently the head of the academy, and she is teaching the foundation courses that are continuing as we speak. We're coming to the end of a course for the in America and also in Germany. Those are the two countries where we have, where MBS Academy is currently teaching foundation courses.
Okay, so why would we want, I mean, I know that you understand what you'd get out of it as a professional, but what would a person, so say if I had a bad leg or a bad shoulder and I came, what would I expect to happen to me?
You would be going to see a practitioner and having a personal consultation with them you could go as a class and be taught with a group of people also, but you would expect to learn movements that would reconnect your body with your mind in a very intricate way. Often it is hard for people to slow down enough to actually get the work. A lot of people are looking for a quick fix or for a more immediate
fix.
A more immediate healing. Mm. But what happens with sometimes that does happen. Sometimes somebody will just, they'll be in pain, they'll sit down. The teacher will help them with whatever's going on with their body and they'll get up from it and they will be fine.
Mm.
And especially when you have someone like Mia who is a master in this, who can
Immediately what was wrong with you and go straight to it.
Exactly. Yeah, she would know exactly what to do immediately. Yeah. So we're teaching a lot of physical therapists and health professionals who already have a lot of...
What sort of teachers are they already?
Yeah, they already have a lot of experience with the body. So massage therapists, physical therapists, Pilates teachers, people who are involved with movement of some sort. They are mostly the people who we are training to be Feldenkrais practitioners. There's also a lot of people who come who don't want to be a practitioner. They just want to learn how to heal their own bodies because they have experienced it and it's made them better.
You said the words physical and mental. Can you tell us the processes?
Yeah, so MBS Academy stands for Mind-Body Studies. And Leora Gaster, who is Mia's daughter, who currently is the main teacher for the foundation course, she has spent years studying the mind-body connection. And this work is very much about reconnecting the mind and the body. So really reprogramming, so to speak, what the body does. For years and years, we might move in a certain way. We become stuck in a hip or something and pain sets in, and then we continue with these bad habits that we've programmed our bodies to pick up. And it actually becomes a habit, the way we walk or the way we sit or the way we lift our arms or whatever we do. And it's really hard to get out of that habit. With Feldenkrais, we help you to recognize your habit and let it go so that you can reprogram and create a new healthy habit. And therefore, the pain leaves the body when you find out what you've been doing that has been creating pain.
Now, I met you at a dinner party on Sunday night, and when everyone had gone, we got on the floor. And you, I said, I've had a frozen shoulder on and off for 2 years. And you said, okay, frozen shoulder, let's look at your right shoulder. Let's look at your left hip. And I was like, what? And you got me to lie down on the ground. And first of all, you said your head is not straight, Josephine. And ever since you said that, I've been waking up about once every 2 hours at night and straightening my head. Today in yoga, I asked the teacher when we were doing the Shavasana at the end, I said, is my head straight? She said, Josephine, it is. So it's like, I've got it, and I do think that's linked to the shoulder. But also you got me to do this thing where I had to raise my legs, feet towards my bum, and then slowly put my knee, my right knee towards my left knee, very, 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 very slowly, bring it back. And you said I had to do that for 45 minutes. I did it for about half an hour on Monday. I'm not saying anything's really happened yet, but the main thing I think is that you got me, I've realised my head has been in the wrong position for 55 years, that when every time I lie down. So that, of course, is going to affect my shoulder.
Absolutely. And that's the marvellous thing about this work, is that we help you to recognise. In fact, we don't tell you what's wrong.
Yeah, that's what I found annoying, because I was saying to you, tell me how to do my head. You said, no, you've got to try and feel it.
Yes, and that's the whole point, is that we, through speaking, we encourage people to feel how they are lying down on the ground. And just by giving you cues, which is, I believe what I said to you, is how does the back of your head feel on both sides of the back of your head on the floor? And through recognizing that it doesn't feel the same on one side as the other side, we're able to make slight adjustments to correct posture. And usually when you correct the spine, posture, because it's been out of alignment for years, once you start making little tiny corrections, the pain that's associated with the incorrect posture goes away.
It's miraculous. So can you tell me some miracle stories? Come on, I'm a journalist. I want a scoop. You've been to these events and, what have you seen that's amazed you?
Well, I think the most memorable things that I have seen is when I watch the work of Mia Segal. She has been able to help people come out of wheelchairs and start walking again. Not complete paralysis, but people who have not been able to walk by themselves are now, you know, and they're not running, they're walking, but it's still an amazing thing to see that the body is able to let go of habits, reprogram, and make that mind-body connection. There's more science behind it than we're talking about, but I can't go into that right now. But it's definitely amazing when you do see some of the things that happen to people. And
can you tell me another one you've seen?
That would be them. I suppose another one was that I have seen is a woman who, she had suffered from stroke, and so she was unable to make some of those connections that we.
What, like down one side?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Mm. So one side has been really severely damaged. Mm. And through mind-body studies, she is regaining, slowly but surely, she's regaining the movement in her body. So
what happens at workshops? Is it very fulfilling, helping people?
Yes, it is. So we have some people who come to learn from us so that they can teach. Mm. Or use this work in their own practices. And then we have other people who come to us with a problem and they are taking the course simply because they want to get better. Mm. So it's very rewarding working with all of these people, but it's also rewarding working with Mia and seeing and Leora and just watching masters at work.
And did you say that they live in Israel?
They're from Israel. Mm. Mia is from Israel. Mm. But she currently lives in Northern California. She moved there about 6 months ago. So we're very happy to have her.
Great. So why do you say Northern California? Because we call it the north of England. You know, we don't call it north. And where is Northern California? Above San Fran.
Yeah, anything north of San Francisco is considered Northern California. And anything south of San Francisco, well, no, like Los Angeles is Southern California. I'm not sure where the point is where it becomes north-south, but I'm definitely in Northern California.
So what's the difference? Is Northern, I know there's kind of, it's the wine area, it's a kind of very, very, very Democrat, very... care, it's a kind of caring and sharing, whereas I imagine the Hollywood side is more sort of a bit more taking. Is it sort of like more hippie, more laid back? What's it like up there?
It really depends what industry you're in. The wine industry, I would say, is definitely not the hippie type. But the healing industry is kind of a little bit that way, I suppose. And you know, the weather is very different. We're 9 hours away from Southern California, from Los Angeles. So we have a really different climate.
So you're not Mediterranean?
No, we would be, well, we're dry. I mean, it's definitely still dry up there, but we definitely have colder winters. And
how cold's cold?
It's not cold as in, you know, England cold.
Do you have to wear a coat?
Sometimes, yeah, okay. Absolutely, yeah. Definitely.
What gets down to 7?
It gets down to, and I use Fahrenheit. Yeah, so, yeah. You know, freezing, maybe 2 times a year, we'll have a night where it freezes, but then it very quickly warms up during the day because the sun is still very warm during the day. So mostly you can still, you know, you wear a coat at night, but during the day you probably can be.
You probably like that you've got real seasons, being a British person.
Yeah, I do like seasons. And some people would say we don't really have, you know, a proper winter. But then again, we do have Lake Tahoe, which has fantastic, you know, snow and a proper winter. And
that's, so how far is that from
4 hours, 4 hours away.
So you can go skiing?
Absolutely.
And do you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I love it there. Amazing. And what about kind of swimming? Are you near you call it the ocean. We call it the sea.
Right. The ocean, the Pacific Ocean is so cold. It was the most disappointing part of moving to California for me, was that I had no idea that it was going to be that cold.
So even though we see girls in bikinis with surfboards, they're actually going to a freezing... No wonder they got fog.
They do not swim in a bikini. They put on a wetsuit if they're going to go in the water. It's cold. Unless you're in Southern California, then it's quite a bit warmer in Southern California. But even then, I wouldn't be able to swim for longer than, you know, 15, 20 minutes.
Is it because it's so deep?
I'm not sure. I think the Pacific is just in general a much colder ocean than the Atlantic.
It's so funny because I always imagine Pacific because you think of the South Seas and things. You think of it as hot,
this
you know?
It's true, yeah. It's interesting. But,
so how long have you lived out there?
I have been in California now for 30 years.
Wow.
29, 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah, long time.
So are you going to stay in California?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What do you love about it? But as an English person?
Well, I love the climate. Mm. So I do love that. I love that.
Well, because what are summers like?
Well, there's sunshine most of the time. And I'm a sunshine person.
Yeah. And what have you noticed in the last week you've been back in London?
Well, I did notice it was sunny yesterday.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's...
It's grey. Basically.
It's great. Yeah. It's great. Yeah. It's lovely for 2 weeks because I know I can leave and go back to my sunshine. But
You couldn't do it then.
Not long term. I definitely need the sun.
I enjoy Fantastic. So if people want to do this course, the healing course, how do they get in touch?
Yeah, if they're interested in Mind Body Studies, MBS Academy, we have a website. mbsacademy.org.com and you can find us there, and there is a info@ or Susan. You can email Susan at mbsacademy.org, and I will respond if you're at all interested in the courses that we have ongoing in Germany in Bad Tölz, which is a beautiful little town, or in California in Napa.
Napa Valley. I've heard of it because of the wine bottles.
Yeah, it's in the wine. It's in the wine.
Didn't you say you might be doing something in England?
Not yet. No, we're very much Germany and California right now.
Okay. Yeah. Just sum it up. Why do you think it's a brilliant healing practice?
Because when people are in pain, they are really. It's really debilitating to be in pain. So if you can get pain relief without a pill, or then I would say that's the most rewarding thing about this work, is that you can really get pain relief from it. That's
in
the
a natural way and doing it yourself.
Absolutely.
Which is incredible. Yeah. Proves we can heal ourselves.
Yes.
Thank you so much, healer Susan Sykes from Northern California. Mustn't forget that. Thanks for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
And for more amazing women, always go to Radio Gorgeous, darling.